It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello all of you wonderful people, Jules here for WhatCulture.com, and today we're talking about one of my favourite subjects, being an absolute dick in video games. It's pure escapism to throw away the rule book and the moral code and just be a right arsehole in a virtual capacity, as more often than not, you'll have a ton of fun being bad. In fact, many, many games reward you for being a little less than angelic. And I've actually covered times that video games dole out prizes for being the Pied Piper of being a prick. However, today we're slightly spinning the wheel, and we're going to be talking about trophies and achievements that were given to players each time that they fell from grace. And it's an interesting one, because while other rewards like guns and skins are one thing, these achievements sit on your personal slate for all of eternity, showcasing to other players that you're a bad son of a bitch. So let's have a riot together, shall we? As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 9 twisted video game achievements that rewarded you for being a dick. Number 9. Worst Day Shift Manager Ever. Star Wars The Force Unleashed. The Force Unleashed's opening attack on Kashyyyk is one of the most empowering video game moments ever. As Darth Burned Faceman Vader, you can fling bodies left, right, and center, tear down massive wooden gates like it was as difficult as letting the dog out, and best of all, cut up some rug not seen outside of the dance halls with your lightsaber. You can also be a right prick to your underlings. I mean, after all, what motivates people more than fear, right? If you decide to take out that endless aggression on the stormtrooper army that you have with you, you can pick them up and force crush them to the floor, toss your lightsaber into their torsos, and then fling the remains at your enemies. And you know what? They won't say a peep about it. Mostly because they A, are dead, and B, probably don't want it happening to them. Brilliantly, the developers knew that we'd get carried away with such brazen displays of fanboy-pleasing power, so they slapped in the Worst Day Shift Manager Ever achievement, which triggers if you kill 12 of your own goons in the pursuit of absolute domination. Number 8. The Hunter, Fable 2. To think that all of the evil of Fable began with the option to kick a chicken. This simple act informed developers that there was a whole well of depravity that players would likely want to draw from, and set about creating more and more evil acts for them to accomplish. Now, some might think that the Executioner achievement would sit at the top, seeing as you had to lead 10 followers to their death at the Temple of Shadows. But you know what? That's not evil enough. Nor is stealing, or being a bigamist, or even orchestrating the death of your own family. No, the real really, truly heinous evil act in Fable 2, outside of Peter Molyneux's promises, was the Hunter achievement. This would only unlock if you killed 5 adorable and fluffy bunnies on your travels. There they were, doing nothing wrong, and then bam, it's rabbit stew for dinner, you absolute monster. In fact, the devs wanted to make this murdering of innocent and frolicking life into a real choice, because you actually had to turn the safety off in order to even target them. Poor old Bucky O'Hare never saw it coming, but you did. You dick. Number 7. Afraid. Fear. Everyone who's played online games has experienced the bane that is a non-responsive teammate. An AFK player, or even just an inexperienced one, can cost your team victory after victory, and you'll be tasting defeat more than a cannibal foot fetish orgy. Now, most games punish players who don't pull their weight, but not F.E.A.R, or Fear as it's known, which actually rewards you for playing like an absolute pillock, as the Afraid achievement only unlocks if you've ended a multiplayer match with a negative score. This means that not only can you not kill anyone, but you'll have to get killed or commit a few suicides to offset the count. Your teammates will not thank you, and you will feel like an idiot for wasting everyone's time, but hey, at least you got that, 0 gamer points, and also the warming knowledge that you were an absolute donger. Number 6. A lot. Kane and Lynch, Dead Men. Weirdly, the multiplayer offering from this rather stinky Kane and Lynch series was actually pretty brilliant, as the Fragile Alliance mode meant that you could betray your team at any time and try to keep all the loot for yourselves. The kicker was that any killed players then respawn as cops, helping track down the remaining squad and potentially getting their revenge. It's actually pretty genius, right? So, of course, there's an achievement related to screwing over your entire team and scarpering with the full amount. The total that you're aiming for is $1.5 million, a figure that is quite literally impossible for one player to achieve if they're splitting the winnings as a group. And yet, if you've got the balls and the cheek to act like a chode, then take all of the cash for yourself, which will net you an achievement that basically tells anyone who sees it, never trust me again. Number 5. Dastardly. Red Dead Redemption. Of all of the things that you could do in Red Dead, like liar's dice, breaking in horses, poker, and saving wayward civilians from bandits, giving in to your dark side is never actually truly encouraged, but it is always on the table. And though you can introduce a barman to the business end of your knife or ventilate all of your fellow poker players for getting a better hand than you, there's nothing quite so mustache-twirling glee evil as tying a civilian to the train tracks. Of course, Rockstar knew that by having a steam train barreling across the landscape, it's probably the first thing that people were going to try, so they built in the dastardly achievement. Simply hogtie any civilian, leave their struggling body on the tracks, and the locomotive will splat them into several chunks, scattering in all directions and rewarding your sadistic behavior. Nice. Number 4. Wishing Well, Brothers, A Tale of Two Sons. Alright, look, there's dark, sick, and twisted, and then there's this. In a game that is a charming and truly emotionally raw adventure game about two brothers looking for a cure to their father's illness, there's an almost out-of-place achievement for dropping another child's ball down a well. Yes, that's right. In a game that's meant to teach you how far people would go for the ones they love and about finding communion with your place in the universe, you can act like a total bellend to this little girl and plop her toy down the well. The game will then pop the Wishing Well trophy, but the only thing that she'll likely be wishing for is for you to die of scurvy and never return. Number 3.
View of the Valley, Azura's Wrath.
And now for some good old-fashioned video game chest meat and an example of video games just being video games. If you've got the View of the Valley achievement from the rather brilliant 2013 game Azura's Wrath, then you've basically got a marker against your name that says you love sneaking a look at some pixelated lady pairs, which is literally awarded for staring at a lady's boobs for too long while relaxing in a spa mid-battle. It's a strange moment to be sure, but one that actually fits in with Azura's Wrath's over-the-top action, violence, and, well, spectacle. You're even allowed to zoom in until she pulls away in horror from the lech that Azura has become. You prick. Number 2. Seal Slayer, Overlord 2. We've had punting rabbits into oblivion and tying people to train tracks, but now let's take things one step further. How does clubbing baby seals grab you? Yeah, this is going to be grim. Well, you can't really blame the game Overlord 2 because they were truly trying to embrace what it is like to be truly evil, but never in a game series had something been so utterly diabolical. Plus, it's not just one of these adorable pups that you've got to off, it's 100 of them, something that requires multiple runs of the level in order to do so. So you're going to have to work this much to be an asshole. It's even too much for me, as I didn't even get this on my time with the game, preferring instead to use my club to batter your mum's furry critter instead. And I think the world is better for that life choice. And also, that's my one per list. You're welcome. And number 1, The Power of the Atom, Fallout 3. The Fallout games are pretty much purpose-built to be a wasteland wanger in, allowing you to stroll into town, mess things up, and then go on your merry way with only ashes in your wake. In fact, that's exactly what you can do in Fallout 3 when it comes to Megaton, where if you're feeling incredibly mean-spirited, you can destroy the entire town with the nuke that's right in the middle of their little society. Now true, it is a bit foolish to keep this thing there, but that's no reason to destroy these people. Well, unless you're a massive dick, that is, and want an achievement and a tasty penthouse apartment. Now true, you do get this achievement if you do decide to disarm the bomb, but the name alone implies that you should take the evil route to get it. And if that's not enough for you to count this, then exchange this entry for popping a live grenade into somebody's back pocket and watching it go off, as that too nets you an achievement. And it's also hilarious, but come on, what kind of a dick does that to someone? Oh yeah, me.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.